Did anyone wish you a Happy New Year this week? There are some people out there who are talking about how our calendar changed in the 1500s from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. The Julian calendar, named after Julius Caesar, started the year around the time of the spring equinox in the north, the first day of spring. And Britain, the nation of Britain, celebrated the new year under the Julian calendar from March 25th till April 1st. That was their celebration of the new year. Pope Gregory came along, and he, along with some of the people in the church, recommended a new calendar for all Christian nations to adopt, and recommended that they adopt it in 1582. And there's speculation that the people who didn't want to change and still celebrated New Year on April 1st were considered fools. Now, there's no real evidence for this story, but it's a good story. I mean, it makes sense. It's like you just, you know, yeah, these people haven't adopted the new calendar, holding to the old ways. They are fools. But maybe we're the fools because we gave up a five-day holiday celebration, you know, from March 25th to April 1st. I don't know. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I am an ultramarathon runner, and this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, is where I share ideas, encouragement, and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset determines your success, whatever you do, and developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. You know, think about this. You know, it makes sense to celebrate the new year in spring. Now, I know this is a very northern hemisphere kind of viewpoint because, Western civilization was kind of, that's where a lot of what we do comes from, is from, you know, Europe and the dominant countries of the Western, Northwestern, the Northern Hemisphere, where we had this stamp on the world. And another idea, besides the New Year, celebrating the New Year in the spring, when everything is coming up new, another idea that makes sense is the 13-month calendar. That was proposed, a 13-month calendar with 28 days and 4 weeks in every month. It would be very consistent. You wouldn't have to remember, you know, the whole, you know, 30 days has September, April, June, and November. Yeah, I can't. All the rest have 31 except for February. We had to learn that little thing in school to know how many days are in each month. 13-month calendar would do away with that. 28 days in every month, 4 weeks in every month. You wouldn't have any of those holdover weeks where you change the month in the middle of the week. But think about what it would be like. For, you know, these two ideas, the new year starting in the spring and the 13-month calendar. What would that be like to change this new, change the when we celebrate the new year, or change the number of calendar months that we have? Think about if that actually was done worldwide. How many people out there would not be able to handle the fact that, well, you're changing this, and I don't like it? There could even be riots in the street. It's gotten to be that way. If people don't like something, they take to the streets and cause commotion. But think about it on a personal level. How well would you adapt to having to rearrange your life and rearrange your ideas that the new year starts in April and that we have 13 months every year with 28 days? How well would you adapt to that change? Now, if you've listened here very long, you know that one of my main topics is a mindset to grow. And, you know, growth equals change. You cannot stay the way you are and grow. And the thing is that even if you try to resist change, it is going to be forced upon you. That happens to all of us. And the thing is that I've seen is that resistance to change is usually tied to your routines and the calendar. Now, you have routines because most of us have routines, and some of them are good, but, you know, there are a lot of them that we have comfortable routines, and the routines give us comfort because you know what to expect. You know what to expect when you're going through your routine day to day. You know what you have to do. You know what you're responsible for. You're just in that steady routine of this is how my life is and goes week to week. And sometimes you step back and you go, man, my goodness, you know, time seems to be going so fast. That's because when you're in a routine, your sense of time oftentimes just kind of fades away. You're not paying attention to the passage of time so much as just being in your routine and letting things happen the way they always do. There is comfort in that. There's for all of us. I mean, we all like that comfort of a routine. Second thing that gives you comfort is your calendar. You know then not only what to expect, you know when to expect it. You know when to do what you have to do. And a calendar helps you know what's coming up. You can look ahead and go, oh, yes. So it's either coming up things that you are dread, like your dentist appointment, or you know things that you look forward to, like the weekend or you know a vacation. Now, we still, as you know, we want change, we want growth, and so you know, the new year is a time when you think about making changes. I mean, I talked about that, you know, how New Year's resolutions and how bad an idea that is. It's better to set goals. But, you know, the first of the year has kind of been the time we've been conditioned to think about making changes. These are the goals I want to set. And so now we're in the, you know, the first quarter of the year has gone by and, well, where are the goals? Well, think about April Fool's as a new year. This is a new year. The truth is, you can decide to change your life anytime you want. You don't have to wait for the calendar. You don't have to settle into your routines to change your life. And you know, change your life, you know, we think, oh, that's some grand thing, doing something big. You know, changing your life could just be, you know, just deciding that you want some small improvement. That is actually a better change to decide on than some, you know, huge, setting some sort of huge goal. Because the huge goal, your mind will reject. A small change toward your goal, making one small step toward what you want your life to look like, that your mind will accept easily. And so if you add up enough of those small steps, you'll find out you can create an epic life by a series of small steps in the direction that you want to go. Whatever you decide is epic for you. So in order to do this, we're probably going to still have the 12-month calendar and we're still going to celebrate New Year's on the 1st of January. I doubt that either of these changes are actually going to come about just because. They're too well established. But the lesson is you don't have to have your life tied to a calendar or to your routines. Yes, you need routines to make you keep the routines that work for you, but don't let your routines become a rut, because getting into a rut, it's very difficult to change. Keep your mindset flexible. It is your mindset that Your mindset is what will allow you to grow and change. So find something that challenges you to grow. Find something that challenges you. Find a challenge that is worthwhile and take a small step toward that. Learn something new. Learn a new language. Learn a new skill. Or dust off an old hobby or old skill that you have. I have recently picked up my guitar again. I have not played guitar, and I never really, I played guitar well enough to accompany myself to sing. I never really played it as, you know, you can see somebody who plays guitar well. The guitar there's a skill for playing the instrument rather than just playing it well enough to be able to get out a song. To sing a song. Dust off one of your old hobbies. Do something that challenges you to do something different, to keep your mindset flexible. That's why I talk about the ultramarathon mindset, because when you run an ultramarathon, your mindset is a big part of your success, because every ultramarathon, there is a good possibility of failure. There's a lot of challenges that you can't plan for when you run an ultramarathon. And also, an ultramarathon usually requires more than you think you have in the tank. You know that you're going to have to push through a lot of things that might happen and go wrong. That's why I call this the ultramarathon mindset, because that kind of mindset will help you to not get stuck in a rut, not be tied to your calendar. If I can help you, I'd be glad to chat with you. Reach out to me if you want to, and I will thank you for listening. I will see you next time.